You just heard the latest Season Watch Pod with Charlie Mitchell, Heidi Holton, John Latimer, and a rotating cast of characters. Can catch a new episode every Thursday here on KAXE, a podcast for the curious filled with the delights of nature. It is 11 o'clock. In just a moment, American Roots here on 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, at 89.9 in Brainerd and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. I'm Malachi Coons. How are you doing today? American Roots for the next couple of hours. After that, your On the River host, Johnny Seven, from 1 to 3. Shiro's Radio with guest Anastasia from 3 to 4. Her album, Tethered, one of my favorites of the year. Looking forward to that. And The History of Jazz with Paul Kivi from 4 to 5. Now it's American Roots on KAXE.
This is American Roots Live with Louisiana Cajun singer-songwriter, guitarist, and accordionist Zachary Richard. Zachary Richard's music is folk rock, Cajun, boogie, and blues, but many styles serve him well. He's been called the most American of French songwriters and the most French of American songwriters.
They called me up on the party line. Said, baby, I just got to know. I said, if you could tell my daddy what it take to make you feel so fine, I wanna tell you about my feeling on board.
Zachary is a passionate French language advocate and environmentalist who loves birds, people, and their songs on Louisiana's Gulf Coast. Zach kicked it off with a dream of his late heroes in Creole Zydeco music. Clifton Chenier, Amédée and Boisec Ardoin, Zydeco Joe Mouton, and the still alive Queen Ida. Listen for those names as Zachary Richard sings in French on American Roots Live.
La nuit passée dans mon rêve. J'ai vu Clifton Chenier vivant comme le vieux Lazare, qui semblait si beau, oh, même beau soleil brûlant dans le ciel. Oh, sur l'Égypte. Queen Ida. J'ai dit, mes yeux chenillés, moi, je voudrais pas écouter. Tombe si beau, comme un beau soleil, brûlant dans le ciel. Queen Ida. Je ne vois pas assez. Queen, Aida.
Zachary Richard, and we are right along Bayou Vermilion at Dockside Studios, just west of Lafayette, little village of Maurice. Zachary, you grew up pretty close to here, didn't you?
Yeah, but it's another world over there where I live, out on the prairie, you know? I mean, there's all kinds of cages. That's what's the most interesting thing about this territory for me is that you can go 10 miles and you're in a whole other... They talk different, they look different, they act different. They're all real nice, but no, I come from Scott. That's
a, don't need a passport to come to Maurice, though, do you?
You might need an escort, though.
Tell us a little bit about growing up in Scott and the music world around you, culture world, your family. Just set the scene for us as you...
Yeah, my mother just celebrated her 99th birthday last Saturday, and she's living in the house in which she was born. And your question just evokes that very meaningful and influential time in my life when my grandparents... She's living in her parents' home. My mother was born, and she'll probably leave this earth in that house. And the house sort of turned into this open house salon where people would come and go, and my grandmother would dance like quatre coins du mouchoir. She would take a pocket handkerchief and put it on the floor, and she would dance on the four corners without ever putting her feet on the floor. Now, it was a big handkerchief, but it wasn't a sheet. And this was the atmosphere that I grew up in as a small child. And
the house could be a dance hall, a music hall, a gathering point.
I'm convinced, Nick, that the reason that I'm so attached to French and the language and the culture is because I'm trying to recreate that experience that I knew as a young child.
Yeah.
Because it was so, I mean, joie de vivre. In a lot of ways, we've lost that. And I don't think we can recreate it or go back to it, but it was one of the most influential things on my societal behavior.
Yeah.
But I've always been fascinated by French culture, and I didn't really grow up listening to Cajun music.
Right.
I mean, my family is not musicians. My father joked that this, the only thing he could play and badly was the radio. And it was never part of my culture until much, much later, and I just kind of stumbled upon it, and I discovered this incredibly rich heritage, which has inspired me. And I'm not I don't consider myself to be a traditional musician, but I am inspired and touched,
right.
and I love the tradition, and I respect it very much.
Well, you got a good crew here today to back you up to do all these things. You can do blues, you can do Cajun, Zydeco, a little bit of everything. What's next on the plan here for you?
It's a little mambo tune. It's a song that was inspired by the Jenna Six, you'll remember in 2006, mm-hmm. and it's a very...
Tell them about that.
Well, it's a hard song to sing because what the Jenna Six were six young black men in Jenna, Louisiana, who were charged with attempted murder when they beat up a white kid, and that was after the oak tree that they would sit under, there were nooses that were found. And all of this horrible heritage is coming, and it's sort of like a... In pustule, like a pimple that needs to pop or something. I don't know if we'll ever really come to terms with it. But this song was written back in 2006 when it happened, and it is somehow a cry in the dark in this troubled time. Gina Blues.
Mm-hmm.
his chest. You take his money and I will get the rest. Mama and her baby hiding in the night. They're coming back, you better turn out the light. Crosses burning on a hill, burned down to cinder, but I can see them still. Sometimes I don't believe in God. Sometimes I think I'm drowning here in the flood. Why? I believe that I'm too young to die. Upon the ashes that have lost their light. Mama and her baby hiding in the shack. Daddy's gone and he won't be back. Why? I believe that I'm too young.
Zachary Richard here on American Roots along Bayou Vermilion Dockside Studios with an amazing group of musicians, one of whom is David Torkanowski. We don't always hear a piano in South Louisiana music outside of New Orleans, but I know that you and Zachary have been making music together for a while. Tell us about how you got involved here with Zach and what you do.
Well, let's see. It's been my pleasure to play with Zachary, I think, since 1986. It's a real pleasure because he's so open-minded about harmony and about space. So he's not a traditional musician in the sense that this is the way it goes because my father did it this way and my grandfather did it this way. He's open-minded, and so I can play like McCoy-type solos in the middle of one of his songs, and he digs it.
We're talking McCoy Tyner here now.
Yep.
Yeah. And one of the great chord vocabularies of the world. Now, Zachary, how do you account for your journey outward from a small village into this sort of global citizen that you became and still are?
I have no idea, Nick. I guess I'm lucky, you know. I mean, there have been people on my way, like David. It's just, you know, yeah, there's some you know, some $20 cards in that stuff. But, you know, it's like, I love it, man. It's just it. I think one of the unfortunate things about traditional society is sometimes it's very rigid, you know, and it does not allow for leeway. And I've always tried to do things differently and to mix things up and piss off the folk Nazis as much as I could.
Well, you know, I'll say two things about that. One, you have come home after being, you know, in France and Quebec. And the other is that Lafayette has always seemed to me to have a kind of Cajun Bohemian side to it and a lot of openness to a lot of different things. So whether you got some of it here or some of it traveling, you are sort of right in the center of both global and local now. You can speak locally and to everybody else.
I don't know who said it, but it makes sense to me. There's only two kinds of music, good and bad.
Uh-huh. You know?
And I am always...
Duke Ellington.
Duke Ellington said that. Thank you. And so it's always, you know, a pleasure for me to discover things. And, you know, I'm just very fortunate to play with these gentlemen and to be from this culture, which is, in spite of its deep, deep, deep roots, is, I mean, the branches and the leaves on the trees are reaching to the sky.
You got a tune called Manchac. Tell us about that.
Let's see. One of the things about Louisiana culture that is so fascinating are these very difficult, convoluted stories. And this song was inspired in part by the writings of George Washington Cable, whom, as you know, was a contemporary of Mark Twain. He didn't stand the test of time, but he was basically writing about the Creoles, the French-speaking Creoles, in a fairly derogatory way. But in any event, there was one of his stories which was called Bras Coupés, which is about an African slave, Sakarif, who had been found on the plantation and taken out to the field and given a hoe, and the first thing he did was to break the hoe on top of the overseer's head. Mm. And he became somehow, in spite of which, a privileged personage on the plantation, and actually he became the hunter, and against the black code, the master gave him a rifle and told him to go hunt. And this song is about that entire period of time, which is so difficult to talk about and difficult to understand, because you have the encounters of mixed race people and the terrible heritage and violence of slavery and all of the things that were going on at the time. But I think, like my grandmother would say, shut up and play. Manchac.
In the woods along the Bogachita, where they hang me, the river, me, the poncho train. People tell a story about a Creole maid fell in love with an Indian brave. Late one night when the moon was down, quiet as the shadow of the bobcat clone, he stole her from the quarters and he hit her in the cane. They made love till the morning and they ran away. For many long days they had to keep her running through the muddy swamp bottom and the briarwood. The hounds and the posse and the master just behind him. Was anybody catch him? Lord, it was him that could. Never come home. back this way again. No, 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 no. Whoa, back up in the woods alone, the Narrabanny River, near a ferry boat crossing called the Frenchman's Bend. Early one morning there was blood upon the water, and the master caught his daughter and he killed his friend. Along the Bogachita, where the Hamito River meet the Pontchartrain, the spirit of a woman is a moving on the water, and she keeps on a calling out of Indian.
Man Shack, an historical tale of escape, love, and death. Zachary Richard and his band from Dockside Studios in Maurice, Louisiana. We'll hear more from Zachary about his return to Cajun Louisiana and his work as an activist for the culture and language of his homeland when American Roots Live returns.
You are tuned in to People Powered Radio, KAXE. We'll get you right back to more from American Roots. We receive support from the Watermark Art Center in downtown Bemidji with exhibits, classes, and handcrafted original art made by regional artists found in their Shop 505. The center is accessible and open to the public. WatermarkArtCenter.org. Thanks to our listeners, you have helped us raise over $170,000 during this crisis caused by federal cuts to public media. KAXE is working hard to keep the programming you love going strong. Every action helps. Donate or share our work. Visit KAXE.org. You can find the latest Up North report while you're there. It's news from our region. Hear it on The Morning Show, World Cafe, and All Things Considered, or find it as a podcast. Is there news in your region that we should know about? Email news@KAXE.org. The United Way of 1,000 Lakes is currently collecting cleaning and personal hygiene items for their Home for Good drive through December 12th. There are several drop-off sites in Grand Rapids and Deer River, including Essentia Health and Northern Star Senex. Find more info at uwlakes.org. Here's more from American Roots on People Powered KAXE.
I'm Nick Spitzer. Let's get back to our studio session with Zachary Richard, the cool bilingual Cajun rocker with Sweet Sweet on American Roots Live.
3, 4. Sweet, sweet love of mine, it's been such a long, long time since we've been singing on the sweet potato vine. Meet me on the back of town, under the levee when the sun goes down. That's where romance can be found. C'est le vendredi soir, tout le village au bar, au début du printemps, quand la zèbre commence à couler. Le double D sous le coup de minuit, toutes les femmes sont jolies, les éléphants ont roulé. C'est que galère avec sa douce lumière. On dit que ça nous fout, mais c'est la jolie folie. Fou de toi et plus fou de joie. Tu es ma belle étoile, tu es la plus jolie. Yeah. It's been such a long, long time since we've been swinging on a sweet potato vine. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Damn, which way you know that you don't want. La vie comme moi et toi, j'aime comme la première fois. On est fou le long du bayou. Quand tu veux t'amuser, les éléphants t'enroulent. On fait dodo, tout le monde en pyro. Toutes les jolies demoiselles comme les fleurs du printemps. La nuit est chaude et la lune est belle. Et quand personne ne regarde, je vole un petit bisou. Danser avec moi sous les belles étoiles. Suis mes pas jusqu'au paradis. A long, long time since we've been swinging on the sweet potato vine. Ooh, meet me on the back of town, under the levee when the sun goes down. That's where romance can be found.
Yeah. All right, all right. Zachary Richard, sweet, sweet. On American Roots Live, right along by Vermilion, near the town of Maurice at Dockside Studios. Zachary, what's next? I see you've switched guitars and are tuning your way to the microphone.
What's next, Nick? You're going to have to stick around to find out.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll stay a little longer.
Someday I'll be going home. Someday I'll be going home. Don't you know I got a long way to go. Someday I'll be going home. I'll be riding on a cold black Tennessee steed. Riding on a cold black Tennessee steed. With eyes of burning fire, with elegance and speed, I'll be riding on a cold black Tennessee steed. I'll be wearing a coat of solid gold. Wearing a coat of solid gold. Shining like the sun, a true beauty to behold. I'll be wearing a coat of solid gold. Little bread. Gonna see my mama and my papa, brothers and my sister too, yeah. Don't you know I got a long way to go. Someday I'll be going home. Well, you said you would always be my love. You said you would always be my love. Till the earth below becomes the heavens above. You said you would always be my love. Gonna see my mama and my papa, brothers and my sisters too, yeah. Don't you know I got a long way to go. Someday I'll be going on. Thank you. Well, I'm gone to where the water tastes like wine. Gone to where the water tastes like wine. I'm gonna get drunk every morning. I'm gonna feel good all the time. Lord, I'm going to where the water tastes like wine. Let me hear you, everybody, come on.
Song called Someday. Sounds like it's about going home, and all the instruments help us get there on the freight train, the birds on the wing, all those sounds. Zachary, you're home. You didn't always stay in Louisiana, but you came back. What are the things that got you to come back and live here in your old homeland?
I guess about 25, 26 when I had my first hit in the music business. I had a song that was recorded by a Frenchman that did really well. And for the first time, I had money. And like any Cajun boy, when you got money, what you want to do is go build a house on the prairie. And that's what I did. And I'm still living in that house. And my father and I built it together. And it's a deep root. And you know, it's home to me.
I also know that you've been interested in birds. What is it that brings you to birds? How did you get interested in that?
Everybody that is a birder has a bird, you know, a bird that's... And I was looking over my field, and my neighbors, Miss Roger's, they were raising cattle, and there was a large hawk, about a 2.5-3 foot wingspan, gray, battleship gray, floating about 3 feet above the prairie. And I found out later that's a marsh hawk. It was a male marsh hawk. But I ran to the bookstore in Lafayette, bought myself a book. And once you get the bug, when the birds fly from the Gulf, the Transgulf migration that starts in April, you have literally millions and sometimes billions of birds that fly across the Gulf every night.
No, it's beautiful to think about the birds. And, you know, you've also been a conservator of the language, encouraged people. You sing in the language. You've been the poet laureate en français here in Louisiana. I think the first person in Louisiana as the poet laureate working in French. So you've taken care of nature and culture.
Yeah, I mean, it's a passion. I mean, it's like, and we have such a tremendously rich heritage. I mean... language is not only a demarcation of culture, but it's also the opening of doors, you know, to see other things. And that's why I'm so supportive of French immersion education, because not only do the kids turn out smarter, but it's also an open door to the world, because our teachers in Louisiana, we don't have enough native Louisiana French speakers, so we have people that come from France, Canada, Haiti, Africa, Vietnam. So it's a very multi-faced, multifaceted experience
global
for the young
française
kids.
Ici dans la Louisiane.
C'est important pour moi de soutenir l'immersion française, because it opens up not only the ability to speak a foreign language, and people talk about the heritage and how important that is. And I agree, but to me, the most important thing is the future. It's like giving our children the ability to conceive of the world in other ways, to open their little minds to other things, and to enrich their experiences by the encounters of other cultures.
You've been doing that with music. What have you got coming here? En français, je crois, huh?
This is a song that... I'm really happy to do this song, because we're on the home ground. Mr. César Vincent, mm-hmm. was he passed away in the early 80s. And they say all kinds of funny stories about him, like he sang everywhere and people would be, you know, like they'd ran away from him because he never stopped singing. And but there is a funny story that is true. I mean, that had a witness, and that is that his wife would always milk the cow, but one day she got too sick to do it. And in order not to scare the cow, he put on his wife's dress to go out and milk the cow.
Oh, yeah.
So, but that's, you know, that's Vermilion Parish. I can't say nothing about
that. That sounds like a Mardi Gras.
But, we talk about Cajun music and Cajun culture, and we think about accordion and fiddle, and deservedly so. But there's this other ballad tradition, which is Mr. César Vincent, and there's others, Inés Catalán, and most of them are gone now, but we were able to record this incredibly rich heritage, which goes back for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years.
You know, Cajun music, stories, poetry, all the things that are important.
This one is about an orange tree and a lawyer.
Derrière chez mon papa, y a un orange et le voilà. Derrière chez mon papa, y a un orange et le voilà. Nous irons, nous boirons, nous tarirons les verres, nous les remplirons. Nous irons, nous boirons, nous tarirons les verres, nous les remplirons. L'on était tellement chargé que les branches jugeaient la terre, la voilà. L'on était tellement chargé que les branches touchaient la terre, la voilà. Nous irons, nous boirons, nous tarirons les verres, nous les remplirons. Nous irons, nous boirons, nous tarirons les verres, nous les remplirons. Les marchands, c'est le fils de l'avocat, la voilà. Le premier qui me les marchands, c'est le fils de l'avocat, la voilà. Nous irons, nous verrons, nous tarirons les verres, nous les remplirons. Nous irons, nous verrons, nous tarirons les verres, nous les remplirons. Nous m'envoyons chez l'avocat, c'est le fils de l'avocat, la voilà. Vengez l'avocat, c'est le fils de l'avocat, le voilà. Nous irons, nous verrons, nous tarirons les verres, nous les remplirons. Nous irons, nous verrons, nous tarirons les verres, nous les remplirons. Fils de l'avocat, le voilà. M'en fous de l'avocat. Et le fils de l'avocat, le voilà. Nous irons, nous verrons, nous tarirons les verres, nous les remplirons. Nous irons, nous verrons, nous tarirons les verres, nous les remplirons. Nous irons, nous verrons, nous tarirons les verres, nous les remplirons. Nous irons, nous verrons, nous tarirons les verres et nous les remplirons.
A Cajun ballad, La Fille aux Oranges, learned from the late singer César Vincent. Coming up, more of our concert and conversation with French Louisiana singer and guitarist Zachary Richard. That's when American Roots Live returns.
KEXE went on the air in 1976. This year, we lost federal funding like all of public media, but you have come forward. You have told us that KEXE matters. We're grateful for all of you, and especially for the folks that have been here from the beginning, people like Michael Goldberg and Gail Addison.
You know, for me and Gail, it's really been two things, a fabulous music education of all the music that we never imagined or knew anything about, and we're learning still every week. And then the other thing, of course, is that everybody we know through KEXE.
Yeah, we've made a lot of decisions in our life based on having access to this radio station, an extremely rare opportunity to learn a new skill and to share your love of music and to meet so many people through this station as well.
Support KEXE now. Text the word donate to 218-326-1234.
I'm Nick Spitzer with singer Zachary Richard. French South Louisiana is known for its bayous, swamps, and lakes. In this song, Zachary takes us west of Henderson to Lac Bijou, Jewel Lake. It's a metaphoric tale of spring growth and winter migration, of swallows on American Roots Live.
Dans le sud de la Louisiane, dans le bois d'Atacapon, où la rivière joint la levée. Planté de lance et d'un vieux chêne vert, au bord du lac dans un feuillage où les branches vont leur crocher, les hirondelles reviennent chaque printemps. Elles se réfugient dans ce chêne vert au bord du lac. Tiens-moi serré encore, reste avec moi par le chêne vert au bord du lac Bijou. C'était l'année dans 57, la première fois je les ai vus. Les deux ensemble se battirent et nuit au bord du lac Bijou. Et elle revenait quand l'hiver était fini. Je les appelais Pierre et Marie. Un grand monsieur noir comme la nuit, sa demoiselle avec lui. Donne-toi dans mes bras, tiens-moi serré encore, reste avec moi, par le chien vert, au bord du lac. Dans le carré, ce dernier mois d'avril, je l'ai vu une dernière fois. Un oiseau seul posait sur sa branche au bord du lac. Il restait tranquille, son cœur a brûlé, guettant du matin aux oiseaux, jusqu'au dimanche qu'il est parti aussi du born to love. Reste avec moi, pas de chemin. Où vas-tu là? Reste avec moi, pas de chemin. Où vas-tu là?
Lac Bijou. And this is American Roots with Zachary Richard and band. And Roddy, I'd wanted to ask you a question. How long have you? It's Roddy Romero has been playing guitar, incredible guitar playing, but also here with his accordion. How long have you known Zachary?
I've known of him as an early child, learning music. My first learned my parents' music, which was Ira Lejeune and Aldous Roget, and then I discovered Clifton Chenier and some of those eight tracks back in the 80s. But when I saw this gentleman with a mid-80s, 1980s, with this suit and an accordion and a beret and a harmonica and just with a soul band behind him, a rock and roll. And,
it's a good, good mix of styles and cymbals.
It's a good mix for me, and it caught my eye and my ear, and so I've been chasing him ever since.
He passed me up a long time. A
few decades. No.
He's being modest. He's a leader of a great band, the Hub City All-Stars, and includes Cajun Swamp Pop, R&B, rock and roll.
That's right.
Any of the above and more again. We're really glad you're here to play some guitar and a little bit of accordion before
and
it's
thank
over.
You.
Yeah, Roddy Romero.
Let's see. Well, this one's about the South Louisiana dance tradition. It's a song called Danse. And I'm going to tell a little funny story about the first. You know, it used to be a thing called White Night at the Bon Ton on University. It was a black Zydeco club, but every Wednesday night it was just full of white people. And I just remember going over there the first time, and Miss Lavonia was selling pork chop sandwiches. It was a pork chop with two pieces of white bread.
Nice.
And I didn't know what to do, so I just bought myself a pork chop sandwich. And she said, "You want me to heat that up for you, son?" I said, "Yes, ma'am." Thinking, you know, she must have a barbecue pit in the back. This is way before they had microwaves. And so I said, "Yes, ma'am, you can heat that up for me." She went on with about 5 gallons worth of hot sauce, and she kept hitting it hard. And she said, "That's hot enough for you, babe?" I said, "Yes, ma'am."
Anyway. Wow.
Hurry up, my Josephine, the hour's getting late. We gonna miss the 5 o'clock ferry, and we gonna have to wait. Down in Catahoula, they be having a fair do-do. Cause I've been saving up on my sugar cane money just so that we could go. Cause when I hear a fiddle playing an old-time Cajun song, moonlight on the bayou, gonna keep dancing all night long. Don't say, hey, we're gonna dance tonight away. Don't say, cole, cole, don't say. The night is a night for romance. Can I have the pleasure? Oh, the pleasure of this dance. Ever since I turned 17 and I got my old man Chevrolet, I've been going every Saturday night to the old Bon Ton Roulette. You know I love my dancing, I got a nice style, don't you know? Cause I just wanna hold you tight and I want you across the floor. So when I hear the fiddle playing an old-time Cajun song, moonlight on the bayou, gonna keep dancing all night long. Gonna say, hey, we gonna dance the night away. Don't say, cole, cole, don't say. Tonight is a night for romance. Can I have the pleasure? Oh, the pleasure of this day. So when I hear the fiddle playing an old-time Cajun song, moonlight on the bayou, gonna keep dancing all night long. Don't say, hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, don't say. Don't say, yeah, 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 yeah. Woo-hoo!
Yeah, danser. Beautiful music here, right along Bayou Vermilion. And it's about that time we start thinking about heading out into the sunset or wherever you may be. Maybe it's the morning light. Maybe it's the middle of the night, wherever you listen to American Roots. And we got two accordions here in your honor, I think. Yeah, twin accordions. You don't always get to see two accordions in the same place like this.
It's kind of like throwing two Tomcats in a gunny bag in the bayou.
But oh, yeah? See what happens. I thought there might be a wrestling match.
Some hot filet wedge, bon whiskey, bitty bon cafe. Dancing at DD, down at the Double D. Dancing at DD, oh, won't you come along with me? Everybody said. To break his heart of mine, I see him free lady when the full moon shine.
Everybody, come on, let me hear you.
Dancing at DD, down at the Double D. Dancing at DD, won't you come along with me? Break it down. Dancing at DD, down at the Double D. Dancing at DD, play something you know.
Thank you very much. Hey, bonsoir. Thank you, Ranger Dave. We had a good time. Yay!
Yeah, dancing again there was Zachary Richard. He's been here with us on accordion, guitar, harp, vocals. Got Bo Thomas on fiddle and Roddy Romero on accordion, guitar, and vocals. Dudley Frugier, drums, and vocals. Graham Robinson, stand-up bass vocals. And David Torkanowski over there on the 88s and vocals. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. So good to have you here on American Roots. I'm Nick Spitzer, wherever you may be watching or listening. Bonjour et bonsoir. Buenos dias y buenas noches. Guten Morgen und guten Nacht. Good day and good night. And thanks for listening to America.